Chapter 13. Back to the Cottage. We slept in the dragon's cave that night. He told me his name was Fireball, and that his entire family had made fun of him because he was so small. I was starting to think he was kind of cute, only I didn't say that because I knew it would insult him. The next morning we walked back to Pigbone. When we got close to town, Fireball climbed onto my back. He was so small that by clinging to my shoulders, he could stay out of sight of anyone who saw me from the front. We did not want Fozwad to know he was there yet. Fozwad was waiting at Moongobble's cottage. He smiled when he saw us. It was not a nice smile. "Ready to give in, Moongobble?" he sneered. "I'm ready for the truth," replied Moongobble firmly. Fozwad looked startled. "What did you do with the golden acorns of Alcuna?" demanded Moongobble. "What makes you think I have them?" asked Fozwad. "I do," said Fireball, sticking his head over my shoulder. "You came to my cave and asked to see them. The next time I looked, they were gone, and you were the one who took them." Fozwad blinked in surprise. "Oh, Bat Bones, I never expected you to make friends with the dragon. I must say, you have done better than I expected, Moongobble." "But where are my acorns?" demanded Fireball. "Why did you steal them?" Fozwad reached into his pocket. "I have the acorns right here, and I did not steal them. They belong to the Society of Magicians. The man who was in charge before me was the one who asked you to guard them. The reason I secretly took them back was to have a good test ready when I needed one." Fozwad turned to Moongobble. "Since you managed to capture the Dragon of Doom, and since the dragon knew who had the acorns, I must admit you have passed this test." "Thank you," said Moongobble. The mice in his hat began to cheer. "Yippee!" Moongobble turned to me. "And thank you, Edward. I could not have done it without you." "What about me?" asked Irk. "Of course, old friend. I could not have done it without you either. Or you," he added, turning to the rusty knight. "Spare me the mush," sniffed Fozwad. "Do not forget, you must still perform two more mighty tasks before you can join the Society of Magicians." Moongobble stood up straight and saluted. "I am ready. Tell me what they are." Fozwad shook his head. "I did not expect you to pass the first test, so I don't have the next one prepared. But don't worry, I'll have it soon enough. Trust me, it will not be so easy. In fact, it will be much, much harder." He sniffed twice, then swirled his cloak around him and began to laugh. "Ha ha!" An instant later, he vanished in a puff of blue smoke. "What a nasty man," said the rusty knight. Moongobble turned to me. "Edward, if I ever do get to be a full magician, would you like to be my apprentice? And learn real magic?" I cried. "I would love it." "Good. Then in reward for your bravery, I think it is time to teach you your first spell, sort of as a sample of what's to come." "Uh-oh," muttered Irk. "I'm getting out of here." He hopped away looking like a frightened mud ball. Fireball fluttered off my shoulder following Irk. The rusty knight backed around the corner. Moongobble did not notice. "Watch carefully," he said. Raising his wand, he cried, "Iggle, biggle, wadzina, namey!" A gust of wind blew past me. A cloud of green smoke filled the air. I have to tell you, it was very interesting to be a piece of cheese. I just hope it never happens again. That is the end of the first book in the Moongobble series. I will be posting the next book in the series in a couple days. Thank you for listening with me. Have a good day.